from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
It feels like a while since we've done a recording, actually, and I can't remember how long. So forgive us for our sort of summer break.
Stuttering.
Yes.
Stuttering over summer.
But we're here. You're there on the other side of the world, Nigel.
And I am, yes.
And today we thought...
Nine time zones apart.
Oh, doesn't feel like it through Zoom, though, does it?
It does not. Thank goodness.
So today we're going to talk about... I put something up on LinkedIn, a little graphic detailing what I thought were the differences between a proactive organisation and a reactive one. And Nigel, you've kindly said, why don't we just talk about that a bit? And the reason I did it was because I was in conversation with a friend. And we're talking about kind of organisations and the amount of change that they're facing currently. Talking a bit about AI and where people are on, where they're getting with that. And we're just thinking about also where are some of the functional areas and where are organisations? So we're talking about proactive organisations, just quickly. A few of the bullets were like, a proactive organisation would identify opportunities and act on them, listen deeply to employees, respond to changes quickly and continuously adapt. Reactive organisations, they let challenges become crises. They tend to ignore employee feedback. They're chasing trends and they're not particularly curious. It's in terms of one's kind of anticipating stuff and one is really letting stuff happen to them and then reacting. And I think that's not only an organisational thing, but I think especially in terms of people, L&D, I think does fit into that more reactive area as well. So, Nigel, what did you think about my thoughts on that proactive, reactive?
I think that the age we live in, the reactive organisations are going to be in big trouble, because by the time they've reacted, the world has already moved on to something else. So that it's a really important point. I like the list, but I would go even further. I think proactive organisations manage data. They interpret data. They live for data. They look at small trends. They try to work out where the weak signals are coming from. And therefore, they're on the ball. They're on top of the world. Whereas reactive organisations wait till someone tells them what to do, or till the world tells them what to do, or most of their competitors or their fellow organisations are doing it, and they think, we'd better do that too. And therefore, they're very poor in rebuilding the organisation to cope with reality, the change in reality. They do find change difficult. I think that's right. And it's not just lacking curiosity, it's almost banishing curiosity. Just get on and do it. Now, I remember talking to a very large distribution company once, and I was talking about some of this. And the guy's a senior guy. He said, you have no idea what you're talking about. I often get told this. You have no idea what you're talking about, Nigel. I said, why not? And he said, because I don't want my people to have ideas. I don't want my people to be curious. We have set procedures. Their job is to do what they're told and follow the procedures. That's how we're successful. Not all this nonsense. And I said, so how does change happen in your organization? The managers, the senior management, they work out. And so we had quite a heated exchange about it. And I still think, after I listened to him, I said, I think you're completely wrong. And he said, I think you're completely wrong. And we left it at that. But I'd love to talk to this guy now in the nature, when you think he was logistics, you think of the way logistics is changing, now, whether he's still there. And if he is, whether he still believes that nonsense that he spouted for me. Because I suppose the other thing is that proactive organisations get the best out of their staff. Reactive organisations don't want to get anything out of their staff. Now, they don't want curious, proactive ideas people. They want people to do what they're told. And to me, in this day and age, that's the kiss of death. So I would say proactive organizations, you've got dog, I would say proactive organizations dot survive, reactive organizations dot are in real serious trouble. But maybe that's
Yeah,
too
I think,
much.
and I think also there was another point that came up. Interestingly, I put this on LinkedIn, and Teresa Rose, she responded with the role of data, like you're talking about, and the idea of having foresight through that data. So that idea of anticipating change, I think that's really important. But I think the thing that also struck me, and it strikes me now from what you're saying, is this idea of organizational knowledge. So where does that sit right now, and who is using that to help guide the organization? Because the thing about it is, people know stuff, people that do the work, they know their professional area, they're using tools in certain ways, they're probably using AI, they've got a view on how things could be improved. And if you times that by the number of employees you've got, you've probably got this massive brain, sort of thing you always talk about, the organizational brain. Where's that sit now? How is that tapped into? Because the proactive organizations are tapping into it, right? They've got
Yeah,
ways.
everyone feels spunky enough to ask questions, share problems, admit they don't know. Anyone who's got an idea or has got an experiment or got something that's working is dead keen to share that around the organization. But the reactive organizations, that knowledge is locked in the function. There's finance, there's a finance brain, and there's a marketing brain, and it doesn't go down very far. So essentially, if you need something, you'll be told what you need, but you won't be told any more than that. And that is just means really slow to react, slow, if ever, to put the pieces together. So just to see it separate, everything in little buckets, when the world is crying out for integrated systems thinking, all of that stuff. You can't be a reactive organization and have a systems approach. You just can't, because everything is connected to everything else. So I think it's of the essence of what makes a successful organization. I can see that in the past, a reactive organization didn't take many risks, didn't get anything wrong, because it didn't try to do anything too ambitious. That was pretty much okay. And there's lots of examples of the organizations that never bothered to go jump first, survive better than those that jumped first and got burnt. But now, if you don't jump first, there's nothing left to jump second. I just find this world changing so incredibly fast that if you don't be proactive, you'll never get on top of it. You'll never
I
get on
think
top of it.
I agree, and I think that my final points would be around the customers and employees. Needs are changing all the time, right? So on the customer side, people are expecting things to be delivered or they'll be serviced in different ways. And on the employee side, there's always new employees coming to the organization, different generations. There's different expectations. It's an evolving world, right? So that I find really fascinating, that even if you're trying to stand still and defend the status quo, you've got all this change around you. So it gets harder to be reactive, I think, almost, because there's so much. Your customers are demanding things differently. Your communities probably are. And definitely your employees have very different expectations of how work is done. And they're good ideas and good expectations. So it does feel at odds with a successful organization to be
I agree.
not addressing and staying on top of all that. Anyway,
Yeah, that's where we should leave it, I think. And I agree. I'd love to know what other people think. I think you're putting your finger on something actually incredibly important at the moment.
Anyway, maybe an interesting lens to look at things through,
Yes.
being proactive or reactive. Anyway, Nigel, thanks for indulging me and that idea. And I enjoyed the conversation, and we will have our next one sooner than we did the last one to this one. All right.
Yes, indeed. Okay,
Thank you very
Martin.
much. All right then.
It's always a pleasure. Take care.
From scratch.